The world is holding its breath for the first coronavirus vaccine to be approved and distributed in the U.S. Vaccine developers are already mass-producing doses of the leading candidates in anticipation of the conclusion of clinical trials and hopefully a green light from federal regulators. But some researchers are throwing a wet blanket over expectations for how well these early vaccines might work. NobleTV's Angus Chen has the story.
Sitting outside his home in Berkeley, Dr. Mark Hellerstein says he isn't sure if he's going to take the first coronavirus vaccine, if and when it becomes available in the U.S.
That's a really good question. I might. I'd be worried, though. I'd be worried about, do I have to get another vaccine in 2 years?
Hellerstein is a toxicologist and a vaccines researcher at the University of California, Berkeley. He isn't working on any COVID-19 vaccines, but he has two theoretical concerns about the frontrunners, which could receive FDA approval sometime in the next year. First, they all focus primarily on creating antibodies, immune defense compounds that can neutralize the virus. Hellerstein says that might mean the protection from the vaccine is short-lived.
This is what scares me. Let's say you give some people a vaccine, it just gets antibodies. And then a year later, they're dying away, because that's how long these antibodies live. 6 months. Even less.
And once the antibodies die away, Hellerstein says it's unclear whether the immune system will still recognize the coronavirus and mount a strong defense. He believes a vaccine that focuses on a different part of the immune response might be more lasting. He's talking about T cells, a type of white blood cell that helps fight infections. When researchers looked at people who had recovered from COVID-19, they found those who only had mild illness had fewer antibodies and more T cells. Hellerstein thinks that might mean T cells are more important for fighting off COVID than antibodies.
People with mild infection often don't have antibodies at all. And those might be the people we want to emulate. The people who have mild infection, they won. They succeeded.
And Hellerstein says people with less disease tend to create many different T cells that target different parts of the coronavirus. But the leading vaccine candidates provide the body with only one of those targets. It's called the spike protein.
I would say it's five different flavors of vanilla.
That's Dr. Anne DeGroot. She's the co-founder of a vaccine company called Epivax. She shares Hellerstein's doubts about the leading COVID vaccine candidates, in particular, what she thinks is an overcommitment to the spike protein.
Problem being that if the spike doesn't work, then what do you have?
You've got a vaccine that isn't going to protect people against the coronavirus, and all the millions of doses that companies have already made of this vaccine will have to go in the trash. DeGroot says that result would be disastrous for public health and hinder subsequent efforts to create a better vaccine.
I think that's going to have a hugely damaging effect on public trust in vaccines, for one. So we really need to have a plan B, and we need to talk about it.
DeGroot says that plan B should include the development of vaccines that focus on different targets and use a variety of strategies in case one fails. But increasing the complexity of vaccine development also increases the time it takes to make the vaccine, time we don't have, points out Dr. Dan Baruch. He's a vaccine researcher at Harvard University, and he also worked on the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine that's now in clinical trials.
You had 10 years, could you make a better one? Probably. In terms of what could be done within the space of a year, then I think that this suite of vaccines represents sort of the best science that the world has to offer.
Baruch says that for the short term, the spike protein is the obvious choice for a vaccine. This protein is the tool the coronavirus uses to infect cells. At the moment, Baruch says the research suggests targeting that protein with a vaccine should work. But, he adds, there's no way to be certain until the clinical trials are complete.
We won't know until we see the results of the phase 3 studies. If all the phase 3 studies are wonderfully protective, then that was clearly a pretty good decision.
Even if these first vaccines get federal approval, it'll take at least several months to know whether they provide lasting protection. And if they prove to be ineffective or only partially effective, then Baruch says the world will have to wait for the next generation of vaccines. Several companies, including DeGroot's company Epivax in Providence, are working on those vaccines now. That outcome is the most likely one to Berkeley's Hellerstein.
I wouldn't be surprised if the first vaccines are okay. Then we maybe buy a little time. And certainly during that time, I think we should pick a great vaccine.
He says if the first vaccines turn out to be mediocre, he might still try to get a dose for himself. Then, when the second batch of vaccines is ready, Hellerstein says he might try and get one of them too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.